guy, so I have to decide what radio I want to get now. Tim, the 150, if you write, you have to write to the card, like back it up, then you got to read it on the RT systems, and then you have to read it back to the radio. It is tedious, and it is a pain, and if you don't remember that rotation, it's also a pain. And then I forgot that rotation when I removed a resistor, and it factory reset the radio, and it treated it as it was a new radio again. So I had to do the same process all over. Thankfully, with RT systems, I was able to just paste the code plug into the new profile. So, yeah. I mean, it's convenient once you get it working to make quick changes. Because I don't like taking my radio in and out of the car. I don't really bring a laptop. I don't even have a personal laptop anymore to bring out to the truck. So I just use a little SD card.
So I hear you on that. And I'm back to the Yaesu now, not in the Kinect systems. And right now I just have the RT systems programming cable. You know, it's just resident. It's just hooked in there. I kind of leave it in all the time. And anytime I want to, you know, push a new update. So I'm not even using that card at all anymore. I mean, it's in there, but it's just kind of being bypassed, I guess. Anthony?